is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Time. President Trump and the First Lady danced cheek to cheek at an inaugural ball last night. He got down to business on his first day back in office, signing a slew of executive actions.
The golden age of America begins right now.
Mr. Trump issued blanket pardons for almost all of the 1,600 Capitol rioters.
Our great hostages that didn't do, for the most part, they didn't do stuff wrong.
Correspondent Scott McFarlane.
A crowd formed at the Washington, D.C. jail Monday night in anticipation there would be some prisoners released from January 6th. There are only a handful of them held there, but there are dozens incarcerated in federal lockups from Texas to Louisiana to Michigan.
President Trump also wants to get people back to the office. CBS's Matt Piper.
President Trump signed a requirement that federal workers return to full-time in-person work immediately. A freeze on all federal hiring. Also signed a letter to the United Nations explaining that the U.S. is withdrawing from the Paris Climate Treaty.
Mr. Biden signed an order to get rid of birthright protection for children born in the U.S. to undocumented immigrants. CBS's Adrian Bard from Mexico City.
Mexico's border state governors issued a statement collectively reiterating their support for Mexicans in the U.S. They urged the U.S. government to respect the dignity and fundamental rights of migrant workers.
A U.S. Border Patrol agent was shot and killed on a highway in Vermont, about 20 miles south of the Canadian border. The FBI says a suspect was also killed and a second injured and taken into custody. WCAX-TV's Ike Ben-David is in Coventry.
There are still a lot more questions than answers. Why this Border Patrol agent pulled over this car? Who was in there? What led up to the shooting?
People from the Rockies to the East Coast are in a deep freeze this morning in between this man in minus 26 degree Eagle River, Wisconsin.
Try to put your layer of clothes on and winter clothing that you just keep putting on top. And I got the coveralls on and the winter boots, and you try to put the heavy sweatshirts and jackets on.
It's not just cold, but snow, sleet, and freezing rain making life miserable across the South. Winter storm warnings are in effect from Texas to South Carolina and northern Florida. The Buckeyes are number one.
It's good. And Ohio State is going to walk out of Atlanta national champions.
They beat Notre Dame 34-23 on ESPN to take the college football title. Coach Ryan Day.
Yeah, I just can't say enough about our guys and you know what they've overcome to get to this point. They now have something to show for it.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. If you've got something to do today, make sure it's still happening. Racine and Kenosha Unified Schools, with many others, are closed today due to the freeze. The National Weather Service has an extreme cold warning running, with wind chills hitting 30 below. It'll be warm enough for snow tomorrow, with a warm up to the 20s later in the week. Warming centers are still running in the area. Call 211 to find the closest to you. Most community centers, libraries, and government buildings are designated sites. The latest is coming up in the forecast. A reminder in Racine about cold weather trash collection. Due to the cold, City of Racine DPW crews aren't out getting garbage today. That means your trash day is pushed back. The city has an updated collection calendar on their website. It's 2 decades in prison for the Racine youth that shot his 14-year-old girlfriend 2 years ago. Elia Olson, now 17, got a 20-year prison sentence for shooting his then 14-year-old girlfriend 3 times in the head. The attack near the train tracks was described by prosecutors as a, quote, premeditated planned execution. The victim survived. She has plans to graduate high school next year. 2 ambulances were called for a head-on crash last night in Racine. It happened on 16th north of Hanschel Park at around 5:30. Racine first responders got there to find one person unconscious in one of the vehicles involved. We're working on learning more. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Bucks at midseason. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, the Bucks are at the halfway point of the regular season. 41 games completed, 41 to go. The Bucks are 24-17 so far, thanks to having just won four in a row at home. And they're in fourth place in the Eastern Conference behind Cleveland, Boston, and New York. Bucks forward, Chris Middleton.
Yeah, with an up and down season that we've had so far, I think we'll take it. Knowing that, you know, we could be better in a lot of different areas. There's a lot of games I think we dropped that we thought we should have won. But to be 7 games over .500 with, you know, all the highs and lows, I guess I think we'll take it right now. Hopefully, you know, we keep getting those wins up and getting a higher win percentage.
The Bucks on the road tomorrow night in New Orleans against the Pelicans. Tip-off time, 7 o'clock. NFL, the Chicago Bears have a new head coach, 38-year-old Ben Johnson, the offensive coordinator of the Detroit Lions. And the Ohio State Buckeyes, the new national champions of college football after beating Notre Dame 34-23. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is brutally cold this morning. We will get back into the single digits here by later this afternoon with a lot of sunshine, maybe a few flurries at some point here today. Tonight, rising temperatures. Tomorrow, some light snow, and it will be warmer with a high tomorrow in the mid-20s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, 7 below 0.
My wife is on me because, well, she wants me to lose weight because of the health, and I wish she would just say that. But she, like, tries to act like we're just having a conversation. She's like, hey, honey, I read this article the other day that if you run a mile each week, it adds 21 minutes to your life. Yeah. The problem with this is it takes me 22 minutes to run a mile. I'm like, honey, can't we just lay here for a minute and call it even? And then she does stuff she doesn't ask. She booked me on a session with a personal trainer. I don't know if you ever had a session with a personal trainer, but look, I'm not easily intimidated, but I meet my personal trainer for the very first time, coming down the stairs, 5'10", but 7% body fat. Just veiny and shiny and wet and wrong. And the muscles, and the voice.
Are you ready to work out?
I said, yes, ma'am.
And everybody, yeah, tries to put my Sloopy down. Sloopy, I don't care what your daddy do. Cause you know, Sloopy girl, I'm in love with you.
the McCoys. Hang on, Sloopy. Local news, Tamla's hits, and freezing cold. WRJN. I'm Don Rosen. Thanks for joining me here this morning at 6:10. It's cold, but it's not as cold as we got a report from one of our civic media stations out in Eau Claire where it's minus 22 degrees. You know, I love all my fellow civic media radio station people, but I'm happy in Racine. Thank you. It's currently minus 8, clear sky. Today, sunny with a high near 4. I don't think that sun's working. Tonight, increasing cloudiness, low 0. Tomorrow, snow likely, less than an inch, with a high near 23. See, when you get the warm temperatures, you get the snow. So do you want the freezing cold with no snow, or do you want the, you know, warmer temperatures with a little bit of snow? I don't know. I don't like that freezing cold, because you can always start your car when it's 23 degrees. And luckily, you didn't have a problem this morning. Minus 7, minus 8, we didn't have a problem. But minus 22, that might cause a problem this morning. Either way, Racine Schools and Kenosha Schools are closed today. Racine Unified, Kenosha Unified Schools are closed today. If you're outside those districts, you might want to check before you send your kids off to school this morning, right? 6:11, local news, Tamla's hits with Peter, Paul, and Mary.
Rock and roll music, and I love to get the chance to play
and sing it.
I figure it's about the happiest sound going down today. The message may not move me or me. Mamas and the papas at the Trip Sunset Strip in L.A. And they got a good thing going when the words don't get in the way.
Yeah.
And when they're really wailing, Michelle and Cass are sailing. Hey, they really nail me to the wall. Get it on in that scene. I think I could say something if you know what I mean. But if I really say it, the radio won't play it unless I lay it between the lines.
Rock and roll music. We just had to say goodbye to Peter Yarrow the other day, passed away. Mary passed away a while ago. And all that's left now is Paul Stuckey from Peter, Paul, and Mary. I saw them at Ravinia once perform. They were, it was fabulous. What a night out there under the stars in the summer. And Peter, Paul, and Mary didn't get better than that. It's 6:14, local news, Tamla's hits to WRJN Sunday today with a high near 4. Increasing cloudiness, low 0 tonight. Snow likely tomorrow, a little bit, with a high near 23. Right now it's clear, minus 8 at Radio Park. You know, someone has 2,000 employees under the age of 35. They name the work rules they're willing to break. 10% said they break all of these. Ducking out of work early, calling in sick just because they want a day off. Only 27% said that. I think that's a little higher than 27. Showing up late, quiet quitting, or putting in minimal effort. Using AI to complete their task, taking naps when working from home, claiming you work more hours than you did, and using company tools or software for other freelance work or personal reasons. And we wonder why productivity's down, huh?
I know you want to leave me, but I refuse to let you go. If I have to beg, please.
sympathy. I don't mind, cause you mean that much to me. Ain't you proud of me?
Temptations, Ain't Too Proud to Beg. You ever see the movie Temptations? It was like a two-parter for TV. We have them on VHS from years ago. It's really a good movie. You get to see how David Ruffin really tore that group apart and with his, you know, problems that he had. Ain't Too Proud to Beg. Temptations. Good movie, by the way, Temptations. Don't miss it. It's 617 local news. Timeless Hits at WRJN. Don't forget Downtown Racine at WRJN. Invite you to the Downtown Chili Ice Walk coming up Saturday, February 22nd. You can sample over 10 locations serving chili, see fun ice sculpturing, and have the kids play along with a scavenger hunt. Can adults play? It runs from noon to 4 that Saturday, February 22nd, downtown Racine. Learn more by clicking on the Racine Downtown link or at our website, WRJN.com. So this woman in Texas just won $2.8 million in court after a restaurant had their barbecue sauce burn her leg. She dropped the container and it caused second-degree burns. It was served at 189 degrees, they claim. Whoa! I thought barbecue sauce is like just room temperature. You put it on. Wow, 189 degrees. No wonder it burned her leg. I think we're going to have a rash of people, no pun intended, starting to claim that now. Remember the coffee spill at McDonald's that time? Somebody spilled coffee in their lap and they sued. We had a whole bunch of people spilling coffee on them. I hope that doesn't happen with this. Hey, here's Pete now. So what's going on?
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Comedian Dave Chappelle has made a living being funny and controversial, which is tough to do. On last weekend, Saturday Night Live, the comedian said he was tired of being controversial. During his fourth time hosting the show, Chappelle wished new President Trump good luck, joked about the LA fires, and at one point said he was never invited to a Diddy party, adding that that is a hard way to find out you're ugly. He might be tired of being controversial, but it will be interesting to see if he can avoid those urges over the next 4 years. Awards season is heating up, even for the less are known award events. Saudi Arabia's Joy Awards took place over the weekend and had some serious star power in attendance. Morgan Freeman was honored with a Lifetime Achievement Award, which was presented by Anthony Hopkins. Matthew McConaughey was given the award for Best Personality, which is really impressive given that he makes the absolute worst commercials. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hunting for the best pizza in Racine? Look no further than Ferraro's, where pizza's been their passion for more than 50 years. Classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, hot sandwiches, calzones, and when the weather gets cold, Ferraro's heats things up. They have all your lunch and dinner cravings covered. Check out Ferraro's assortment of frozen pizzas, perfect for a quick meal, a special occasion, or a tasty solution for your group's next fundraiser. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Fountain Hills Apartment in Racine has an incredibly rare opening of a one-bedroom apartment with a special extended 15-month lease. Fountain Hills in Mount Pleasant was named number one for senior living by senioradvisor.com. With amenities like on-site management and heated parking, Fountain Hills' top priority is safety with a locked lobby and thorough cleaning. Grab this rare one-bedroom apartment today at fountainhillsapartments.com or call 262-886-9200 right away.
Humor, heart, and the headaches of family are all part of Over the River and Through the Woods, continuing this weekend at the Racine Theater Guild. Nick visits his four grandparents every Sunday for dinner. He's exasperated by their constant nagging, ridiculous conversations, and an endless supply of food. But hey, they're family. When he announces his plan to move for a promotion, his grandparents scheme up a hilarious combination of events to keep him from leaving in a funny and touching story. Tickets and info at racinetheater.org.
My doctor told me my cholesterol is borderline, so I took control with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Garlique helps maintain healthy cholesterol safely and naturally. It's odor and taste-free, and Garlique is a world leader in garlic potency. I'm taking charge of my cholesterol with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula, cholesterol's natural enemy.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
For 98 years, you found WRJN right where we've always been, at 1400 AM. And now, you can also pull us in on FM at 99.9 in Racine and 98.1 in Kenosha, along with the Civic Media app, anywhere you travel. Yep, the timeless hits were made famous on the AM dial, but that clear FM stereo ain't bad either. Local news and timeless hits, now on WRJN AM and FM. WRJN.
Chance now. Come on, baby, do the locomotion. My little baby, Sid, can do it with ease. It's easier than learning your ABCs. So come on, come on.
Trent Font covering the Little Eva hit, The Locomotion. Local news, Tamla Sits, WRGN. Please help the victims of the devastating fires in California. You'll find an easy way to donate at Convoy of Hope. Okay, you do it at our website, civicmedia.us. That's Convoy of Hope, and you'll find it right there when you open up civicmedia.us. And you can help the people out in the California area. And I'm telling you, I've seen some of the interviews. I am glad I'm not out there. I mean, you know, thank your maker that you weren't out in California during this stuff. And so you have a chance to help. Convoy of Hope at our website, civicmedia.us. And thank you. Well, this sounds like an episode of the TV show Lassie. Remember Lassie? A dog in Istanbul, Turkey, is in the news after showing up at a vet's office carrying a sick puppy in her mouth. Someone found one of her other puppies and brought it in. She followed them with a pup in her mouth, and they got him to the vet. Both puppies were close to death, but the vet says they'll be just fine now. It sounds like a Lassie episode, Lassie carrying somebody all the way to the vet, doesn't it? It's 626, local news, timeless hits. Looking for sunshine today with a high near 4. Right now, clear and minus 9.
I'm a traveling man, made a lot of stops. All over the world, and in every port, I own the heart of at least one lovely girl. I've a pretty señorita waiting for me down in old Mexico. And if you're ever in Alaska, stop and see my cute little Eskimo. Oh, my sweet Fraulein down in Berlin town makes my heart start to yearn. And my China doll down in old Hong Kong waits for my return. Pretty Polynesian baby over the sea, I remember the night when we walked in the sand of Waikiki and I held you oh so tight. Sweet Fraulein down in Berlin town makes my heart start to yearn. And my China doll down in old Hong Kong waits for my return. Pretty Polynesian baby over the sea, I remember the night when we walked in the sand of Waikiki and I held you oh so tight.
Nelson, traveling man, local news, Tamla Sits here at WRJN. You know, sometimes things just work themselves out. A woman at a beach in Australia left her key fob too close to the water and it got sucked in by a wave. She freaked out until another big wave spit it back at her. Isn't that something? Things do work themselves out. Here come the grassroots now.
All of the lonely nights waiting for you to come on and to hold you tight. I need you so desperately. We'll be right back.
6:30 in local news. Timeless Hits WRJN. Thank you for joining me here on this freezing cold morning. Racine Unified, Kenosha Unified schools are closed today due to the weather, and you might want to check your local schools if you're out of those districts, okay? Although many people would agree with me, I think this is a positive story. Something to look forward to. Peeps. You know those little marshmallow Peeps? They have a new cookies and cream flavor this Easter. Told you it was a positive story. 6:31, local news, Timeless Hits. Let's see what's going on this morning on this cold morning. Here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. If you've got something to do today, make sure it's still happening. Racine and Kenosha Unified Schools, with many others, are closed today due to the freeze. The National Weather Service has an extreme cold warning running, with wind chills hitting 30 below. It'll be warm enough for snow tomorrow, with a warm up to the 20s later in the week. Warming centers are still running in the area. Call 211 to find the closest to you. Most community centers, libraries, and government buildings are designated sites. The latest is coming up in the forecast. A reminder in Racine about cold weather trash collection. Due to the cold, City of Racine DPW crews aren't out getting garbage today. That means your trash day is pushed back. The city has an updated collection calendar on their website. It's 2 decades in prison for the Racine youth that shot his 14-year-old girlfriend 2 years ago. Elia Olson, now 17, got a 20-year prison sentence for shooting his then 14-year-old girlfriend 3 times in the head. The attack near the train tracks was described by prosecutors as a, quote, premeditated planned execution. The victim survived. She has plans to graduate high school next year. 2 ambulances were called for a head-on crash last night in Racine. It happened on 16th north of Hanschel Park at around 5:30. Racine first responders got there to find one person unconscious in one of the vehicles involved. We're working on learning more. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Wisconsin farmers are working overtime with this weather, just trying to take care of their livestock. I'm PM Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a frigid Tuesday. Eric Rooker is watching. He's a veterinarian with Dairy Doctors, working with dairy operations in East Central Wisconsin. He says with the temperatures that we're experiencing right now, farmers need to pay attention to those baby calves specifically.
The rule I have for my clients is if you can see the legs of your calf, you don't have them bedded deeply enough. Letting them sit there and nest down just like they would do out in a pasture in their natural setting before we kind of confine them is incredibly important. It saves so many calories. It lets them kind of use that bedding to insulate. And then going hand in hand with that, making sure that bedding is clean and dry is also critical. If we think about it, that calf, when it nests down, isn't keeping its head above that bedding. It is laying down into it. It is really tucking itself in to maintain and protect its inner core heat.
Eric Rooker, a veterinarian with Dairy Doctors, he also said we need to pay attention to the temperature of the feed we're offering those calves. He said ideally feed temperatures are between 101 and 105 degrees, but in the winter that makes it very difficult. He said, remember, if you're offering cold buckets or cold bottles to that calf, it'll burn up an awful lot of energy just reheating that milk internally. You don't want that.
Giving back, it's at the heart of the Wisconsin farmer, and it starts with supporting the backbones of our community. That's why the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board invests in soy foam for our firefighters. Soy foam TF1122 is the first and only firefighting foam green screen certified at the gold level. As a PFAS-free firefighting foam, it's safe for you and the environment. A safe future for your community. Thanks to your soy checkoff. Learn more at wisoybean.org.
Did you know soybean diseases like white mold and sudden death syndrome can survive in your soil even after rotating crops? Prevention of these diseases is a constant battle, and yield loss from an infection can be devastating. The right management plan makes all the difference. Keep your beans safe this spring with Heads Up Seed Treatment. Heads Up guards your seed from both white mold and SDS. Stay protected and profitable by asking your seed dealer for Heads Up. Learn more at HeadsUpST.com.
And congratulations to Eric and Lindsay Bannock from Helenville, selected as the 2025 Wisconsin Outstanding Young Farmers over the weekend in Marshfield at the 71st annual event. The Bannocks own and operate their own 80 acres, and then Lindsay also is the manager of Jelly's Market, where they're working to plant and harvest 40 acres of fresh produce, hire and train employees, and supervise those seasonal workers. More details on the event at Midwest Farm Report.com. I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke.
It is brutally cold this morning. We will get back into the single digits here by later this afternoon with a lot of sunshine, maybe a few flurries at some point here today. Tonight, rising temperatures. Tomorrow, some light snow, and it will be warmer with a high tomorrow in the mid-20s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, 7 below 0.
So I got a tattoo in the bottom of my foot. When people ask me to see it, I kick them in the face. It reads, "Think fast." Pretty upset with the commercial on television these days, especially the candy commercial, especially the M&M's candy commercial. If you see the M&M's candy commercial where the M&M's are hanging out with that guy, they're partying up, laughing, having a great time. So I go down to the store, buy a bag of M&M's, open up the bag, and they're all dead. And their arms and legs are missing.
Your eyes anymore when I kiss your lips. And there's no tenderness like grief falls in your fingertips. You're trying hard not to show it.
Isis Brothers, Bill Medley, and Bobby Hatfield. And you lost that love and feeling. 640 local news, Tamless Hits, WRJN. You know, you've been waiting for details on how to win Herman's Hermits and Association's tickets. Well, here's the deal. Dan Marcus had a great conversation with Peter Noon, one of the Hermits. Next Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, he will play back a segment each day at about 10:45 in the morning. Remember what you heard, because later in the day at about 3:45-ish, Kurt Bowman will ask you about the topic of the earlier interview. The first person to call in and recall the highlights will win tickets. All right. Sounds good to me. Details and rules are online at WRJN.com. Speaking about Herman, and his Hermits. I'm Henry the Eighth, I am.
I'm Henry the Eighth, I am. Henry the Eighth, I am, I am. I got married to the widow next door. She's been married several times before. And everyone was an Henry.
Henry.
She wouldn't have a Willie or a Sam.
No, sir.
I'm her eighth old man, I'm Henry. Henry the Eighth, I am. Second verse, same as the first. I'm Henry the Eighth, I am. Henry the Eighth, I am, I am. I got married to the widow next door. She's been married seven times before. And everyone was an Henry.
Henry.
She wouldn't have a Willie or a Sam.
No, Sam.
I'm her eighth old man, I'm Henry. Henry the Eighth, I am.
Don't forget, you can win tickets next week right here at WRGN. Be listening to Dan Marcus and Kurt Vollman for your chance to win, all right? Well, this is odd, but true. France didn't stop executing people with the guillotine until September of 1977. To put it another way, they were still executing people by guillotine when the original Star Wars came out. We always think of that as something in the 1600s or 1700s. No, they were doing it up to 1977. Odd. But true. Every time I hear this song, I always think of Woodstock, because these guys played at Woodstock. It's 6:43, local news, timeless hits. We're looking for sunshine today with a high near 4, increasing cloudiness 0 tonight, a little bit of snow tomorrow with a high near 23. Clear, minus 9 at Radio Park.
Oh, love this country, baby, don't you want to go? I'm going up the country, baby, don't you want to go? I'm going to someplace where I've never. I'm going where the water tastes like wine. I'm going where the water tastes like wine. We can jump in the water, stay drunk all the time.
canned heat going up with the country. You know, I feel like pulling out my DVD of the movie Woodstock tonight. Always makes me want to, whenever I hear a song from a group at Woodstock, it's always when you yank at that movie. Yeah. Hey, a woman's going viral for a trick she came up with to catch a cheater. She said you rub a lint roller on the carpet in your significant other's bedroom and see if you pick up any hairs that aren't his or yours. That is a good trick. I like that one. I'm not going to do it because I don't have anything to worry about. So, plus, I don't own a lint roller. We just lost Sam Moore the other day at the age of 89. Sam Moore from Sam and Dave. Just lost him last Friday. Here's Soul Man. Local news, timeless hits, right here at WRJN. Sam and Dave, local news, Tamla's Hits here at WRJN. Thanks for joining me here. It is 6:49. I'm just going to hit the buzzer here on my door from a good friend. Here he is. Yeah. Earl was at our front door. I just opened the door. It's too cold outside to start looking for your key to the door. So I saw him on the screen. Let him in this morning. that was good. Hey, you know, you can't say you didn't see it coming, but just like every year, Valentine's Day is on its way, and WRJN has put together a prize package of timeless gifts to go along with our timeless hits. Details on the romantic prizes and how to win next week on WRJN. Details will also be online at WRJN.com. Hey, have you bought your Powerball ticket? A woman in Toronto just hit the lottery for $47 million using numbers that came to her husband in the dream 20 years ago. Now, I can't remember what I did yesterday. This guy remembered the numbers from 20 years ago. How do you do that?
Hey, it's me time at Chula Vista. Time for you to pamper yourself. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by four generations of the Kaminsky family, Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, 18 holes of classic golf, a relaxing spa, or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park. Zip lining through canyon views in Chula's aerial adventure park. And dining comes any way you like it. From pizza to Wisconsin's number one ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista, everything you've been wanting, all right here on site. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
USA Today's Reader's Choice Awards named Chula Vista one of America's top 10 indoor water parks. Find out why at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Begin your day with a special treat from Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Their bakery team crafts delightful donuts, muffins, and pastries, all bursting with fresh fruit and flavor. Plus, indulge in the new mini dessert cups, perfectly sized for a quick bite. Mix and match flavors like cookies and cream, cherry cheesecake, and Mississippi mud pie. Whether you're sweetening your morning or needing an afternoon treat, Main Street Bakery is ready to brighten your day. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Did you know there are several alternatives to having neck, back, or knee surgery to relieve pain and mobility issues? Racine Disc Center offers non-surgical spinal decompression, robotic laser therapy, and more. The results are amazing, even in patients who have already tried chiropractic physical therapy or injections. So before you check into the hospital, check into RacineDiscCenter.com or the clinic on Rapids Drive, just east of Gulf Avenue, for a free consultation. Racine Disc Center, where you go before you go under the knife.
No more mold, no more damage, no more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a Neverclear glass treated door. BCI Bath and Shower, interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
They're playing our song. Local news, Tamla's hit to WRJN. Sunny today with a high near 4. Increasing cloudiness, lows around 0 for tonight. A little bit of snow tomorrow with highs near 23. Now we're talking. Whoever thought 23 would sound good, eh? Currently, it's clear and minus 9 at Radio Park. You know, the average person has more than 150 Facebook friends, but a study found we only go to 14 of them for sympathy in a tough situation, and we only go to 4 of them in a real crisis, so how many of those people really are your friends, huh? 6:55, we're talking the Racine Public Library, coming up after 7.
The beat goes on. The beat goes on. Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La-da-da-da-dee. La-da-da-da-da. Charleston was once the rage, history has turned
on. Beat goes on.
Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La da 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 dee. La da 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 da. The grocery store, the supermarket. Keep on marching off to war. Electrically they keep a baseball score. And the beat goes on. The beat goes on.
Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La-da-da-da-dee. Grandma's sitting chairs and reminisce. Boys keep chasing girls to get a kiss. The cars keep a going faster all the time. Goes on. The beat goes on.
Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La da 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 dee. La da 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 da.
And the beat goes on.
Yes, the beat goes on.
And the beat goes on.
And the beat goes on.
Sonny and Cher, and the beat goes on. 6:59, local news, timeless hits here at WRJN. We found a list online of the most ridiculous reasons someone got dumped. If you watch the Seinfeld show, you'll see Jerry's got the most ridiculous reasons. Here was one of them that he gave. She ate her peas one at a time, and he couldn't live with that. Here's another one. Used too many hashtags. Her glasses weren't actually prescription. And this is the one that gets me the most. This woman dumped her boyfriend because his name didn't match his face. I don't even know what that means. It's 7 o'clock on the noggin. We're talking Racine Public Library in just a moment here at WRJN. But first, here's the news.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Glory, glory.
President Trump capped a busy day of executive actions, attending several inaugural balls and sharing a dance with First Lady Melania Trump. He promised supporters,
"We will lead the world to peace. Our friends will respect us. Our enemies will fear us."
Mr. Trump pardoned nearly all of the more than 1,500 people charged in the January 6th riot.
These people have been destroyed. What they've done to these people is outrageous. There's rarely been anything like it in history, in the history of our country.
He signed an order declaring a national emergency on the southern border and another to get rid of birthright citizenship for children born here to undocumented immigrants. University of California Berkeley law professor Erwin Chemerinsky doesn't expect that'll stick.
Over 130 years ago, the United States Supreme Court said that Section 1 of the 14th Amendment means what it says. Anyone born in the United States is a United States citizen.
The ACLU.